A fake Rolex that turned out to be real is at the heart of what's been called an impossible crime in Singapore. Let me explain. A 24-year-old Italian was jailed for 7 months in Singapore after trying to cheat a watch shop by selling them a fake Rolex. Here's the twist. The watch was authentic. The man, Deepak Singh, bought a rare Rolex, a GMT Saru, from an acquaintance for about 82,000 Singapore dollars. There are only around 20 authentic ones in circulation. But after some checks, he became convinced it was fake. So he came to Singapore with a plan. Sell the fake watch, buy real ones, and flip them for profit back in Europe. At a watch shop in Bencoolen, he struck a deal worth nearly $95,000. But instead of cash, he asked for three other Rolex watches. He also gave a forged soft copy of his passport for registration. After the deal, the victim did further checks and also thought the watch was fake. He tried contacting Singh and called the police. Singh was later arrested at Changi Airport. The police then took the watch to the Rolex service center, where it was found to be 100% genuine. This means the man didn't actually cheat anyone. But under Singapore law, that's enough. This is what's called an impossible attempt, when someone tries to commit a crime, but it fails because of facts they didn't know. It's like trying to pickpocket an empty pocket. No one lost money, but the intent, the guilty mind, made it a crime.